Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's well, up, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
Back at it on a Friday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Mac, how about this from Polymarket? Justin, ChatGPT launches Apple Messages interrogation on Mac, allowing it to access and analyze users' entire message history and syntax on their behalf.
No. Get me the hell out of here.
ChatGPT going to have you agreeing to do stuff that you never wanted to do. Yeah, you're meeting people places you'd never go.
You're going to parties you would have said no to.
Yeah, you absolutely, yeah.
That's actually
on
funny.
Mac.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny. You get just right respond. Sure, I'll be there. Son of a gun.
Right after you get married, all this stuff comes out? Of course it does.
Yeah, of course.
No, I kid. It just says Mac is in like the old school.
Mac's awesome.
Do you guys still have a computer in your house?
I do. I haven't used it in a long time though, yeah.
No.
I was gonna say that talk about something that was there and then gone. Because remember like the fad was like having the Was it the Dell computers that had the different colors that were transparent?
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, yeah. Blue, yellow, that's orange, cool. All those.
No, that was the Macs back in the day. They had the purple and the, you know, the different color. The original iMac was like different colors.
I do remember that. Yeah, because we had an old iMac that was like blue or something.
The and blue it was ones, really cool. Yeah, it was cool looking. They didn't last
like translucent
that long.
And blue.
Wasn't the Dell tagline like, dude,
dude, you're getting a Dell. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Yeah.
Back when everybody was just chill and stoned and didn't matter. Now everybody's frantic and stoned. but
it's changed.
Yeah, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. Yeah, we have an iMac. I got, you know, 2010 probably. I would say right now probably 2010, and I don't know. I haven't used that.
Is it
probably
even, use your laptop?
Is
more.
It even yeah, turned oh, yeah. on?
I don't think. I don't think so. I mean, I honest to God, I haven't used it in years. It's probably. And I mean,
do the girls have laptops? Is that
the school gives them laptops?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, nice. Cell phones.
Yeah. No, the cell phones are banned.
They
you
get
know?
They get laptops that they get home. To like take home.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All damn. Schools do that. You have to. That's where everything is. I mean, that you don't get books. You know, we got books
yeah,
back
had,
in the day.
I had books. Yeah. They had the laptop carts when I was in school. They'd bring out a cart, you know, for your class.
For your classroom. No, I mean, they use everything. They're on laptops all the time. So, yeah, the schools, you know, they give them out and you got to give them back, obviously. But I think they all got new ones this year, if I'm not mistaken.
This handle on X, Sour Death Sam. Pretty funny. They put great. They got Pat McAfee speaking at my grandma's funeral. Lady in a coffin and Pat McAfee in a microphone. Because he's everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's the joke. Yes, yeah. I get it. Thank
that's
you.
Funny.
That's true. Because he's everywhere. You get it? You get it? Yeah.
Yeah,
we get it. Yeah. Now he's going to be on the alt cast.
Yeah. No, they're not going to stop.
No. No, it's going to be
it's
everywhere.
Keep going.
They have jumped the shark.
I mean, so if the Mannings aren't doing their all cast, McAfee's going to be doing his all cast after on Monday Night Countdown.
And I don't know if you heard this or not. He's coming out with a Christmas album.
Is he?
No. But you believed it.
Yeah.
Because well, we have to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you believe something like that at this
he's
point
everywhere.
In time?
913 says, I'm currently watching you on my home computer.
Oh, okay, cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hi. Yeah. And Mendoza likes Joe Buck.
Thank you. Please do. Please do. And please tell Mr. Buck I say hello.
Oh, we love it. There you go. What about Mr. Aikman?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's a legend, you know. I think Mr. Buck needs some more love because, I mean, Mr. Aikman's already, you know.
Well said, Fernando. You nailed it.
Thank you. God bless.
Back to you guys.
See, there it is. Back to Mr. Buck. That's the stuff. I mean, he is unique.
I love
useless.
Joe's got nothing.
He is unique.
I mean, Joe's ready to be like we were at that point, right? Like we are right now. Like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? And then they go back to him, and that's why I think Joe's one of the best out there because he's like, I got nothing.
Yeah,
and guys,
he's unique. Speaking of unique,
he was unique last night. I'll tell you that interception for a touchdown and him running after guys and.
So Kirk Cousins definitely starting week one. This kind of got myself, Mac, and Drew into a fun discussion of the audio that you were about to hear from Mr. Joe Burrow.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. You know, your life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
Do you feel like it's got to be now or never?
That's how I'm treating it, for sure. That's how I'm treating it.
Yep, it's got to be now or never for them, right?
Interesting. You can take that however you want. Is it like now or I'm out? Is it now or, you know, we need changes? Matt kind of alluded to it earlier. Like, you have told this team what you have wanted, and this team has given it to you. You have not stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have been to a Super Bowl. You have done what not many have done outside of Tom Brady, and that is beat Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead. Since then, you've been living on that clout by many in the media. And I don't know if he means like, as in now I'm out, but it goes back to what I said about Josh Allen. Like, if it doesn't happen this year, you have to put the thought in your head of like, it may never happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that it never happened for. Dan Marino, Carl Malone, guys like that played their entire career, Hall of Famers, great numbers, but that one thing they couldn't do was win a championship. And Joe Burrow, who we all think is a top five quarterback, there's no doubt about it. I think he's great. But like, to his point, at what point is it like, hey, like you may never do it with Cincinnati, but also at the same time, this is what you wanted. This is what you asked for. You said, load me up with some offense. We'll be okay getting rid of Trey Hendrickson. They went and got a few pieces, right? Like former safety Brian Cook is in their secondary
Dexter
now.
Lawrence.
See yeah, what they can do Dexter with all Lawrence, that. Yep. And
gave up a 10th overall pick for him.
And maybe this is what yep. he means by that, because look, Joe's going to be 30 soon. No lie there. And you know, you're in the prime. And if it doesn't happen now, maybe there are questions of, if not now, then when, if ever.
It sounds like to me that he's pissed that the rest of the team doesn't share his intensity. I mean, that's I took that away from that. He mentioned that a couple of times, you know, this team not feeling that, like, to me, it seems like he's trying to say, hey, you don't have the intensity that I have. You don't have the drive that I have. It seems like he's trying to motivate through the media. And when guys start to motivate through the media, it's like, I feel like they've tried and tried and tried, and now they're on their last leg. But I also think he's sending a message to this organization that if we don't win this year, I'm out. I want to be traded. And I did his roster research yesterday just to find out where this team was and what prompted these comments. Really, the only big name that's a free agent after this season on that team is their running back. They've restocked the defense. They've signed up all those offensive weapons. He's under contract for a while. So when you look at like contracts, the window is not closing. But when you look at attitude of quarterback, it sure seems like he may want to be somewhere else because he doesn't feel the intensity from the organization that he feels like he's bringing to the table. And that could get dicey, guys. If this guy feels like he's bringing more intensity than the rest of the team, he better be bringing more intensity than the rest of the team, or they're going to turn on him too and go, why are you calling us out in the media, bro?
Yeah, well, you've played two full seasons. You've played one full season in the last 3 years. You've missed, you know, how many games has he missed? Nine. He's missed 16 games in the last three seasons.
I mean, like, the biggest reason this team's not winning is because that guy can't stay healthy.
He's not on the field. Yeah, and if you want to mention the offensive line, they spent money there for guys that, you know, he seemingly wanted as well. He's trying to act as partial GM. I mean, the criticism will come heavier if he's going to be gaining responsibility in the organization, which he obviously has. You mentioned the defensive line. Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, Boye Mafe,
yeah.
They spent money. I think that pass rush might be able to actually get to the quarterback. He comes off as a prick to me sometimes when he talks like this. I really believe that, because I'm just like, you don't think these other guys want to win? In my opinion, like, I get you what you're saying, Bob, about the intensity stuff. Like, I don't buy that those other guys in the team aren't wanting to win. Well,
I'm like, not buying the intensity thing either. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what was this?
What are you doing?
Guys are both kind of in the field of like, do as you say, but say as you do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hey, yeah, like at times. Buddy, stay on the field.
Exactly.
From a wrist to a knee to an ankle to a leg to whatever it may be. Like, you're the leader. And you can't lead if you're not out there able to lead. Like, I don't know who's worse to blame in the Cincinnati's failure, Zach Taylor or Joe Burrow.
I mean, yeah, you blame Joe Burrow for the injuries. I mean, obviously,
what's Zach
Taylor
supposed to do with Joe Flacco?
No, nothing.
Andy Dalton.
Right.
And he scored points with Flacco. Yes. Like, that offense did not wane.
No,
they did
really
not waver.
It really didn't.
Jake Browning, they won games. They were 500 with Jake Browning, not Joe Burrow. You know, like I'm just like, dude. Put up or shut up. What have you done for me lately? 2022?
Yeah.
Last time you were in the playoffs.
But that's the thing, man. We keep going. Like, I'm so tired of going back to Joe Burrow. Oh, well, he beat Mahomes at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. That's ancient history. Get bent. How many guys are on the Chiefs roster today that were even in that game? Travis?
Jones.
Mahomes.
Winchester.
Yeah, Winchester.
Butker. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Karlaftis. 2022.
Yes, Karlaftis.
Creed, no. Trey, no.
Yeah, Trey, definitely no.
That was 2023 draft?
Yeah, I think they were the year after.
But Creed may have been.
Creed
may have been, actually.
But okay, what we're getting at, we're picking at a scab here.
Yeah.
Like, you beat Mahomes at Arrowhead when 95% of the roster was not part of this.
Yeah, Bolton. Creed was there.
Nick Bolton was there.
Nick Bolton. Yeah.
Right? Even still, okay, so it's a handful of guys.
It's eight guys max.
Right,
max.
And we keep talking about Joe Burrow. Well, he beat Mahomes at Arrowhead. Ancient effing history, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's yesterday's news. Don't keep coming into me with, they closed out games in 2014. It's 2026.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care that you were there in 2022.
Don't give a rip.
It's 2026, and you haven't done anything since then. So there's that balance where you want to hold your teammates accountable as a leader. And my mother always used to tell me, and when I got banned from the Royals, it was the same thing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, and that tone. Maybe if Joe Burrow's tone was a little bit better, you know, like, hey, everybody's working their ass off. We just need to go out and win this year. Yeah. And, you know, that's his personality, too. That's who he is, and that's hard to change. I mean, you listen to Fernando Mendoza, and then you listen to Joe Burrow. They're 180s from each other.
Mendoza sounds like the little kid at the end of Forrest Gump. Hello, Mr. Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Buck.
Burrow comes off as that 14-year-old who's just like, oh, yeah, I know everything.
And I wear long-sleeve shirts and a short-sleeve shirts and a long-sleeve shirts.
Shut up.
Get bent.
Do something.
Yeah, stop living on 2022.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, somebody says he's coming off as a pouty kid who isn't getting his way.
But he is, though. That's the thing. Sometimes you wake up and you just realize, maybe, Joe, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look around the room and you're blaming everybody else, maybe you're the issue.
I put him top of, we talked about pressure and quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, that's a guy's got to be up there.
He's got to be up there, especially now. You're doing all this talking my teammates don't have the intensity that I have. If I was one of his teammates, I'd punch him in the balls.
What the hell, dude? You don't think I want this?
If I'm a defender, man, I'm punching that guy right square in the nuts.
And there's your new Bob Fesco drop. Most Super Bowl appearances plus a major issue for one here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Alohi Gilman, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
It's a Friday, so we'd have fun, or as our last text came in from the 816, sorry for bad language, but it's F it Friday. I can always have like a different meaning. Like, there's so many different ways to say, like, F it. Hey, do you want to go do this? Ah, F it, let's do it. Hey, let's take I-70 West. F it, not doing it.
F it.
102 minutes, that's crazy. Thanks for having us on your radio airwaves or your television screens or your computer screens. We appreciate that very much. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you on a Friday where we're all revved up, thirsty, and ready to drive.
Ready to roll.
Better believe it. But I do want to get into this before we get into the, the equity group that's going to own four NFL teams.
Which is insane.
It's just nuts. But your kids are back in school.
They are, yes.
And we talked about how, the cell phone bans. Some of the schools had lockers for the cell phones. You walk in, here's my cell phone, there's its locker. When you leave, take cell phone out, leave, right?
Right.
How'd that work out?
Well, we were having a conversation yesterday. My daughter gets home, and, they always want dinner, and no matter what we have for dinner, it's never good, right?
Sucks.
Right. I don't want that. There's
never anything in the house to eat.
Right.
Just
went to the store.
Correct. Right.
Twice this week.
Been
there. Yeah, nothing in the house. Never anything to eat. And she's screaming. She goes, I want Chipotle. And I said, well, I have a box of rigatoni, or I have a box of zite. And so she starts laughing. You're like, oh, my God, Dad, please, right? Yeah. And so I go through a couple of those with her. And she finally goes, actually, we were talking about that today in advisory. I go, you were talking about rigatoni? She goes, well, we were discussing what our favorite pasta shapes are. And I'm like, that's a hell of a class that we got going on. She goes, no. It's advisory, and remember, we don't have our phones anymore, and so we're sitting around the room having these conversations and talking to each other. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's very interesting. How's that going? I said, with no cell phones at school for the first week, and she goes, Dad, got to be honest with you. Everybody's nicer, everybody's talking to each other, and it's been a great experience. Way to go, Kansas!
That's coming from a high school kid. That's not a teacher. That's not a parent. That is a 16 and a half year old who is attached to the phone. As she told me the other day, Dad, I had 9 hours and 45 minutes of screen time on Sunday. You know what her screen, you know what her screen time has been? You know what her screen time has been?
3.5 hours.
An hour and 45 minutes now since they banned those cell phones in school.
That's good.
And it's been great. And they're talking. They're having conversations. They're discussing, you know, the best pasta shapes out there. So which I ask you, which is the best shape of pasta? Rigatoni is the answer for me. I like pasta that way. I don't like the long noodle because the sauce, you know, splatters all over you. So rigatoni for me is that top pasta shape.
I'm going to sound like an ass.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what kind of pasta I'm having. Because if
that's
I want
completely
like,
fair.
Yeah, because if I want it like macaroni and cheese, I want the elbow
yeah.
so that it gets in the noodle, right?
Sure, yeah.
If I'm eating spaghetti and meatballs, I want angel hair or thin spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I made a Cajun shrimp pasta. Fantastic. If you want the recipe, I'll send it to you. I use thin spaghetti.
Thin spaghetti.
But if okay. I had a number one pasta due to like texture and appeal,
mm-hmm.
it's Farfalle.
Oh, okay.
I love a bow tie
That's
pasta.
That's what my daughter said. She goes, I love the bow tie. And I said, why? She goes, because it's like on both edges, you get it, and then it's in the middle, you get a nice little
kind of chew, yeah, you get a right. little delicacy.
Yeah, she goes, the bow tie is the best pasta out there. And I'm like, all right, I still go with rigatoni, you know? And so after I got her done laughing about that stuff, like she's rolling her eyes because she knows it's coming with the dumb dad jokes from me. But it spawns this conversation, which is, this is a really good thing, these cell phone bans that they have in school right now. And I know there's been a lot of people, I'm sure, that were anti them. And I'm sure there's a bunch of Karens running around that they can't get in touch with their kid. They don't want to hear from you during the day. And quite honestly, it's great because I haven't gotten a text. And my wife told me this, and they're in school, so I can say this now. They're not texting us, can we leave early? Can we get out early? Can I get lunch? Can I get this? Can you buy me that? So it has eliminated all of that as well. But more importantly, the fact that she said everybody's nice and talking to each other, that's ultimately what this ban was for. These kids are now talking to each other again and having these conversations. Mac, what's your pasta?
I'll go angel hair.
Okay.
Yeah, I love angel hair pasta. Hot take, Orzo's very high up on that list.
Orzo's fantastic.
I love Orzo.
Do you? Yep. I know that's not necessarily pasta. Maybe it is. Do you guys like gnocchi?
Yeah, I do. Sure.
You
yeah.
do? Like,
depends.
I don't like it.
It depends.
It's too mushy.
Too mushy for you?
I get it. I don't know.
There was a gnocchi we had in Italy with this sauce
now
on
there,
it.
Now, I mean, yeah, I mean, probably.
Maybe one of the best things I've ever eaten. I mean, the sauce was as good as you could. I mean, just insane. And it was actually at a restaurant that Anselmo's daughter recommended to us. She knows what she's doing. Not him. He don't know anything. But Julie definitely does. And I mean, the sauce, I mean, you would eat it off a shoe, Dusty. It was just absolutely phenomenal in that way. And so I told my daughter, I said, we come up with some topics for them to have, you know, during advisory period now, because once you get the pasta topic, you got to move on from that. You got to have something better to discuss.
Yeah. Have them discuss which temperature is better, the cold or the heat.
Cold or the heat.
That'll keep them occupied because everyone has an opinion on it. Everyone can kind of get on both sides of it, or you can do the Mac Morey take where it's like, we're prisoners of the moment. And then that starts a whole nother conversation of what's the number one thing you've been a prisoner of the moment for?
Well, I see, I've never been a prisoner of the moment with the weather because I never sit here and go, man, I wish it was snowing and I wish it was winter time. Now in the winter, I say, I wish it was summer, but in the summer, I never say, I wish it was winter. I never wish it was cold. I hate
man,
it.
I do.
But
I
again, you lived up there in Wyoming and had that opportunity, the outdoor skiing and, you know,
yeah,
all
I guess
of that
going
kind
to,
of
going
stuff.
To Denver every winter growing up, skiing every winter. I mean, I've just always liked it. I mean, the heat you walk out. You just,
yeah.
Mac is his happiest when he can see his breath.
It's nice.
I mean, but when you walk
and you wake
out,
up,
it's
you
freezing.
Walk outside, you wake up, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it stuns you. Now, I don't mind like every once in a while when it's really cold and you walk outside and you get that, you know, it kind of wakes you up inside, but I don't need that stuff ever. I mean, I like the warmth. I like the heat. I think it's good. You know, it's good for the soul. The winter makes you just feel like, ugh.
816 says, Dusty, you got to air fry your gnocchi.
Air fry it?
Game changer, they said.
Okay. Really?
Okay.
How does it change? I need more. Does it make it crispy?
Yeah,
or
I would
something?
Imagine I mean, it's a little crispier. Little less mushy.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've liked it and I've also disliked it. It honestly just depends where, who's making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one that I stay away from.
It's like that doughy texture that I don't know if I can, but the air fryer, man, I'm always down for suggestions. You know me.
That's interesting. Air fryer with gnocchi, huh?
So the Sports Business Journal releases this information about the Atlanta Falcons getting 10% of their stake to, what is that, Arctos?
I don't know
what. ARCTOS?
Yeah, Arctos, I guess. I don't know how to pronounce
it. But they agreed
to
buy 10% stake in the Atlanta Falcons at $10.6 billion valuation per CNBC. The deal closes over 18 months in two tranches pending NFL approval in October. It would be the same company's fourth NFL investment, joining the Chargers, Bills, and Browns. Owner Arthur Blank currently holds just under 73% of the franchise. This is awfully interesting.
I think this is effed up. I mean, does anybody else think this is messed up that the same group is owning four different NFL franchises?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one who thinks this is weird, right? I don't like where sports is going. I know this robot throwing a tantrum. This is AI in a nutshell. It's like a normal human at an airport, though. I mean, this robot is throwing a tantrum. It looks like an airport.
Guys.
But this is
kicking its legs.
This is messed up. This is not good for sports, guys. I don't like where sports is headed right now.
Agreed.
I really don't. I mean, this Mark Walter thing is going to be Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the end of sports as we know it. We're going to open books, and especially now having the work stoppage in baseball happening. I mean, that does not help this Mark Walter situation at all. I don't think it helps sports at all. There's a lot of people that believe that the federal government is ultimately going to get involved in this Major League Baseball thing. And if they do, they will be forced to open their books. And I think everybody,
ooh, that's going to be, that's
yeah,
gonna
right.
Be.
But I think as fans, I'd love to see the books of these big league teams.
Show us your tax records. Show us your books. Spider-Man meme.
I was talking to somebody yesterday that was, it's nobody that works in baseball, but it's somebody that's around baseball a lot. And he was talking about some of the conversations with owners that he's had. And it was a situation where the owners, and we've said this before, the owners are fighting with each other right now because you've got all the money that's coming in that central fund that's getting developed. Divided, and I think each team roughly, what I was told yesterday by someone, each team roughly got $100 million from the central fund, and you've got payrolls that are under that, so there are other owners that are given luxury tax money and the central fund money, and then you've got teams that aren't spending that money up to and putting out payrolls, so you've got owners that are pissed at other owners right now. Obviously, the players, they're never going to listen to anything that the owners say, and I know the owners are pretty ticked off about that from what I understand, that the players are like, yeah, we have no interest in listening to anything you say. And, you know, the owners apparently went to the players and the players went to the owners and they agreed like to move this process along fast. Don't nickel and dime each other. Just come out with your best offer. And then the owners presented that one last week and the players are pissed off now because we said present your best offer and this is what you gave us. This is not your best offer. And so there's fighting like that going on right now. But if they force these guys to open their books, it's not going to be a good day for any owner in any professional sports team because you will really see how much money they are pocketing when they're claiming they can't pay for their own stadiums and they're making the citizens pay for this kind of stuff. This is not a good thing for sports right now.
This is a good text from the 913. The teams are in competition on the field, but the owners are not competing with each other. They don't care where the money comes in from as long as it just keeps coming in.
Mm-hmm.
This is partially why I blamed Adam Silver for what's going on in the NBA. It's partially why I blame Roger Goodell for what's going on. As a commissioner, that is part of your responsibility to gatekeep what goes on in your league.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, yes, your job is to make more money, but at what cost? You need to be able to evaluate when that line has been overdrawn. And to me, Silver, Goodell, the lines aren't even blurred. They're gone. They're erased. It's over.
And here's the other thing that's going to be a problem with all of this, too, is that the values of these teams are so high. So a guy like Arthur Blank, who's mid-70s, early 80s, he can't sell his team. Nobody can afford to buy these teams,
who's gonna buy
right?
That?
And so he's got a few years left, so he cashes out 10% so he can enjoy, you know, the fruits of his labors, essentially, you know? And so I understand that from the Arthur Blank perspective.
83,
and all these, he's
80,
yeah, so, yep. Yeah. He doesn't have many years left.
No.
I mean, just do the math, right? Maybe you got another decade left, and you want to go out there and enjoy that time on Earth, so you're selling 10% of your team. It's the only way that these owners now, these legacy owners, are able to get cash out of their teams because of the value that's so high. So they're all selling like 10%. The NFL owners voted on that, though. That wasn't a Goodell thing. The owners wanted to do that where they could sell portions of their team because they knew they were getting into that situation where they all need capital. They all need cash, right? And the only way to do that is to sell some of that team. But at the valuations of these teams, nobody can afford to buy them. So they all agreed to sell 10% of their teams. Who the hell knew they were going to all sell to the same damn group, though?
I think the thing that's the most aggravating is that there's all these like nooks and crannies and all these huge deals where people can like find a different road, right? You don't have to, they're all getting there the same way, but it's kind of just like dirty the way they're getting
there.
Oh,
it's filthy.
And I think that's the biggest concern. And I know that when we watch the game, and I always go back to like Kauffman Stadium, like everyone's like, oh, Kauffman's so beautiful. I'm like, you're looking at it from the field.
Yeah, beautiful from the field,
sure. Very beautiful. But inside, it's ugly. And when we watch the NFL on Sunday and Thursday and Monday and Wednesday and all these games.
They're going to be adding more Wednesday games now. They
for sure. Yeah. But like we watch the game itself. We're like, man, this is great. Give me the football. Give me the football. And not that everybody has to be a Debbie Downer, but guys like Bob and guys like Mac and guys like me and Alex and Cody – like there's more to it than just what you see of the product, and right. It's not as pretty and fun as you think. And we know from life lessons and things that we've studied and watched, the biggest destruction of things happen from within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you use an analogy from a movie like Armageddon. How do they have
it's to? It's how the human race is going to end. We're going to end up killing ourselves
from the inside
from
out.
The inside out,
right?
Yeah,
and,
no, it's on the way.
Armageddon. Hey, you put a firecracker in your hand flat. What happens? It just blows up. Mm-hmm. You cup that firecracker when you light it and blows up. What happens? Boom. Right. So from the inside, and I've said this for years now, the NFL will eventually stale itself out and will kill itself from the
it
inside.
Will. Yep.
Whether you want to expand to Europe. Or wherever you want to expand, you want to add more teams, you want to put it on every single day. Because to me, the perfect amount of football was Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
That was it?
I was good with that. That's 3 of the 7 days. I'm fine. And it's still pretty much that.
It is, but you also want to keep the game special. Like, it is a once-a-week thing. And that's what I think makes the NFL so much better than all the other sports, because they're all every day and it becomes mundane. The right. NFL had that one day where you knew once a week you were in on that game.
And, you know, there's a reason why there are 7 deadly sins. They're called deadly sins for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Greed and envy are in there, and so is gluttony.
Yeah.
And when you are greedy and you are envy and you are starving and you put all those 3 things together,
look, dude,
you will explode.
It's what's going on in the NFL right now. It really is. It's scary.
4 NFL teams by one organization.
That's ridiculous. I mean, like, I'm stunned.
And they ain't done.
No, but does anybody else see this as an issue in the NFL? Do fans look at this as an issue and go, we can't have the same owner of all of these teams? They claim that they're not going to have any say in anything, but we know how these private equity firms work. Before you know it, our favorite sub shop isn't going to be as good because they were taken over by a private equity firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, look at everything that gets taken over yes. by private equity, right? I mean, this is scary for sports. I don't know what they're going to do moving forward and how they're going to stop this, but I mean, I love the business of sports. I think it is fascinating. It is fascinating to listen and study and read and learn about the business of sports. This is going to be interesting moving forward now because of what's going on with Mark Walter, because of what's going on with these private equity groups buying NFL teams left and right, the same one buying multiple NFL teams, the potential work stoppage coming up in Major League Baseball. And if the federal government gets involved, what are they going to do? And how are they going to try to, you know, navigate this thing? It's going to be messy, guys. The rest of 2026 from a business standpoint into 27, a business, a sports standpoint, I think it's going to be a fascinating ride.
Somebody says, sounds like they need Golden Oak Lending.
They do.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we've reached like the final boss of capitalism, and we're definitely not ready for it. You mentioned the guys not being able to buy teams. You're right. I mean, what individuals now can actually go out and get a team? It's the Musks. It's the Bezos. It's the Larry Pages, the Gate Zuckerbergs of the world. Like, those are the people that are going to be able to buy themselves purchase a team.
By themselves.
By themselves.
Right. Yes.
Purchase a team. You're going to have to get like Matt Ishbia with the Suns. We mentioned on One Word the other day. He bought that team 4 or 5 years ago off of stock, you know, and now collateral. And now that he's going to have to sell that team big time.
And they've
he's
got screwed. Future interest in buying the White Sox as well. They're billionaires. And
they're not rich enough.
But this is what happened in the housing market in 07, 08. Everybody buying on that speculation, right? Mm-hmm. And all the low interest rates and all that kind of stuff and biting off more than they can chew. And then the bill came due because they were all in 5-year arms and then nobody could afford their house anymore. Now, this is what's happening with these sports franchises. The bills eventually come due with this stuff. And eventually you got to pay the bills or you ain't got no house or you ain't got no sports franchise. And so I think what we're seeing now with sports franchises is the housing market of 07, 08, where you have so many people invested in at these crazy ass rates that they can't afford. And then that 5 year, time frame comes up and now everybody's stuck holding the bag. You mentioned Ishmael with the Suns. How many other teams are going to be looking at that and wondering because they bought on speculation? And I know, look, man, I'm old school, but when the Giants and Chiefs and all these teams were founded by these families, the Giants paid $500 to join the NFL. I'm sure the Rooneys paid about $500 to join the NFL. You could get in the league back then for a family ownership group, but it's grown so much where now these families want to get a little cash out. There's not an individual that you can even sell 10% of the franchise to because nobody walking around on earth has the money.
It's tough. Can I ask you guys a tough question?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to answer it. If I told you that Mahomes would only go to one more Super Bowl the rest of his career, but he would win it, would you take that?
Well, I think if you're guaranteeing a Super Bowl win, I have to take that.
That's it.
Yeah.
But he only goes to one, but he wins it and then never goes again.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happens, but in his career, he'll only go to one more, but win it, and that's it. Would you take that today at age 30, almost 31?
Yeah, I think I'd sign up for that. It's hard for me to say yes, but you're guaranteeing me a Super Bowl win. Yeah, I'm going to take a guaranteed Super Bowl win because there are no guarantees.
I'll take the field.
Yeah,
I'll trust Mahomes to do more.
I say that because if he does that, he'd be in sole possession of second place for the most Super Bowl appearances by a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have 6 Super Bowl appearances. He's got 5, tied with John Elway, Brady 10, Moses. I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
10 Super Bowls. Again, the stats that define the GOAT, right?
Yeah, Tom like Brady, those are those 10 numbers Super Bowl
where you're
appearances,
like, wait a minute, what? And he won 7, right? Lost 3, 2 to the Giants, 1 to the Eagles.
Right.
Mahomes wins one more, he'd have 4. He'd go to 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Now, Mac taking the field saying like, well, yeah, what if he goes to 3 more and wins 2 more? Then he'd have 5. He'd go to 7. That's also insanely great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering where people would lie if I gave you one Super Bowl the rest of his career. It was the only time he went, but he won. And never went back and never won again. And he finished his career with 4 Super Bowls and 6 visits.
Yeah, I think that's pretty damn good. I think you'll sign up for that. Like, if you would have said to us in 2019 that Patrick Mahomes will go to 4 Super Bowl or win 4 Super Bowls but go to 6, we're all signing up for that, right?
Yeah.
We're all signing up. The history has changed, and you're revising what you think and what you do. And now that he's 30 and you're like, I would expect more. But if you could guarantee going to one more and winning it, yeah, mm-hmm. because you're right. Tom Brady with those 10 Super Bowls, I don't know that that's ever going to be matched. I just don't. And quite honestly, once Patrick Mahomes gets to 6, I don't think anybody will touch that either because you look at the list. He'll pass John Elway. John Elway and him are tied for second most in Super Bowl appearances mm-hmm. with 5, right? And then Montana, Bradshaw, Manning, Staubach, Kelly all have 4, and then Aikman and Roethlisberger have 3. And so if Patrick Mahomes gets to one more, he'll be second most all time. Nobody will ever catch Patrick Mahomes because when you look at that list of quarterbacks, he's the only active one even with a sniff of that list right now. All those other guys are a generation at least now removed from the NFL.
From the text line, Dusty, no, because he's already won 3. What's one more? He could win 3 more. Okay.
No guarantees in life, man. But you're giving me a guarantee, so I'm going to take the guarantee. But I get Mac playing
the
field, too.
I'm going to trust the closest thing to a guarantee that I've seen in my lifetime in sports. And that's Patrick Lamon Mahomes.
And you're right to play the field. I'm just being the conservative guy because I want a guarantee that I am going to get one more.
Yeah. And then somebody says, I'm with Mac. I'm slamming the box shut. No deal, Howie.
Nice. I like it, yeah.
Next case, $1 million. But don't shake my hand. I don't know. I think I don't have to answer the question because I asked the question.
Oh, dang. We'll get Dusty's answer after the break.
There you go. Hit it.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Ken Walker III, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
I got gold. Goody, goody, I got gold.
Give a little shout out today to our friend Marty and his son driving to Arizona for college today. Mavericks entering his junior year at Ottawa in Surprise, Arizona. So he's going down there. Marty's been a big listener of the show for years. Thanks to him, we saved the Chiefs back in 2012.
Big old Marty Supreme out there.
Have fun in college, Maverick. Junior
Let's
year,
go.
Bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool,
yeah,
right?
Fun.
His daughter Marley going to start her senior year next week. And so, man, like Marty's one of those guys that I've known for a long time. And when you meet people, you like, you know, oh, they got young kids. And then all of a sudden their kids are growing up and they're adults. And, man, we've experienced a lot in the 17 years plus doing this. So many kids growing up and going to college and lives changing and seeing so much happen. It's been awesome. And so, Maverick, go knock them dead out there in Surprise, Arizona. Have a good year of school. I think he plays ball out there as well, so have some fun doing that.
Yeah, and another, I'll go back-to-back shout-outs. I was at the Fuel House yesterday with one of my friends, Ann Frazier, part of the Frazier team. Real estate, they do great work, but I met this guy, Dan Puma D, and this is his song. He's part of his band, The Brown Town, after John Brown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they awesome. Toured back, yeah. back way back when with the Counting Crows and stuff, but he's back making music, and he was really cool.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a good little groove.
I mean, I definitely dig this funk.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed me a couple things. He's talented. It was awesome.
Makes me want to go to the damn Green Lady Lounge and get a sidecar, man.
Yeah.
Is he touring anymore or not?
He just got a record label, and so we'll see if touring's in the future. But yeah, he's back on the horse, man.
Nice. It's funny you mentioned Counting Crows because their lead singer like just had a 65th birthday or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God.
Time flies.
It just disappears.
Mm-hmm. To pay off your tease, Mac, I'm taking the deal.
Taking the deal.
Yep.
All right.
Taking the one.
Yep.
You and me both.
Because 4 titles, 6 appearances. I don't know if there's a quarterback in the next decade that sniffs that.
I don't think there is.
I don't think Darnold's winning 3 more. I don't think Drake May's winning 4. I don't think Burrow or Allen are winning 2, let alone maybe one. I don't think Lamar's doing it. And then what do I have behind him?
But you got
Caleb.
Manning.
I've got Caleb. Arch, Jalen. And I just don't – I think I'm done trying to think he's ever going to catch Brady. One, that's unfair to my psyche. Two.
Yeah, because you're living in that world of he's catching Brady.
It's never
you're missing. Yeah, it's never. You can't do that to yourself.
Well, he's got 4 now. He still needs 3 more.
That's kind of why I'm taking that as well, because eventually I just want to enjoy this. I don't want to have pressure every year. Oh, he's got to be Brady. He's got to be. If he does, he does. Like, if they win the Super Bowl this year, then it's back to the conversations of, okay, maybe he will pass Brady. But I think I'm more with Dusty right now, where we're like, let's just enjoy this. If we get one more Super Bowl out of all of this, great. Then we had 4.
Somebody asked a question from the 417. Dusty, would you take 1 Royals World Series guarantee in Bobby Witt's career? Yes.
Hell of course. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course. Because I've only seen 1. I've only been alive for 1. So I assume I get 1 more, and it's Bobby Witt Jr. and company.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Like, especially with this organization right now,
it's
too. Like, if you're asking the Yankees or the Dodgers, you're like, oh, no, I'm not signing up for 1 in maybe next lifetime when the script changes of baseball. I don't know. But, like, as we currently sit, like, if you're a Dodger fan, you're like, no, I'm not taking just 1. I want to continue to see, you know, how this thing is going. But when you're the Royals and collectively the worst record in baseball since 1986 other than the Florida Marlins, yeah, you would definitely 100% take that. And I understand where Mac is on that with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm to the point now where, like, if we can get 1 more, he is unequivocally the second greatest of all time. And he may never be Patrick, or he may never be Tom Brady, but you get to 1 more and win 1 more, you're unequivocally the second greatest of all time. There's no debate.
This audio is from 20 years ago.
The law. Funny last name because he's not part of Congress, so he didn't make any laws. We got Mrs. Surtain. No, take the S off. Curtain, because I'm going to close the curtains. Other than that, man, I look forward to going against both of them.
So that was Ocho Cinco talking about Ty Law and Patrick Surtain in 2006. Later on that game, he'd have 2 catches for 14 yards.
Ooh.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year that Trent got knocked out by the Bengals, wasn't it?
Possibly.
I think that was the opener that year where he got that concussion, right, and was knocked out. Was that 06? I think it was.
I mean, 06, they definitely had Law and Surtain because that was my senior year.
Yeah, they definitely. No, I know those guys were on there, but I think that was the year where he got knocked out by the Bengals.
Yep, it was.
So that was leading up to that game right there. You got Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, that's when it started going down for Trent. Then he went and played for the Dolphins, and he tried to take that guy's knee out for the Texans. You remember that play?
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy for the Texans like stands up and is like, F you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to take my kneecap out. And Trent's just like.
Yeah, he was not good.
I was like, oh, no. That's like watching those like UFC fighters when I was like in my teens. And then like, oh, Chuck Liddell's still. Oh no, Chuck!
Yikes. Yeah, what Chuck. I remember interviewing Chuck Liddell once in person, and it was bad.
What was his response?
I thought he was dead.
Oh,
yeah, like he just wasn't there. Like,
yeesh.
Hello,
yeesh,
yeah,
fly,
yeah, hello. Let's go.
Somebody does bring up a good point. I think this is interesting. Is there one quarterback you hope never wins the Super Bowl?
Josh Allen.
Really?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'll go Joe Burrow.
Those two. I just want it because I want bragging rights.
Yeah.
That's all it is for me. It's nothing against them.
I would hate it if Rodgers got one more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah,
we'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
I think that's
story, though.
It would be a
great story.
Be full circle.
Yeah, too.
It would be a cool story.
Man, I don't know if there's one in the league that I would hate necessarily. I don't know if that's the word. I don't know the answer to that question because I'd really like Sam Darnold won one. I'll give you this. I'd have been really upset if Drake May won last year because I'd have been like, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Here's the
Patriots train. Here's the new Brady.
Oh, that's still happening if they win it this year or whenever, if they ever win it.
He'll never get back.
Whew. Wow. I don't hate that take at all. I really don't hate that take. I mean, that's. You know, somebody probably, if they had sports radio back and they said that about Dan Marino, right? Oh, he'll never get back. And they were right.
Yeah.
Dan Marino never got back.
And Dan Marino was.
Whoa, it's Drake May. Dan Marino's Dan Marino. Drake May ain't in the same category as Dan Marino. And so to Dusty's point, like if Marino only made it that one time and never made it back, I'm kind of with you, Dusty.
It's not about being in the same category, though. It is a team sport.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. They've had multiple chances. They aren't even in the same book, atmosphere, whatever you want to say as those guys, right? So it's not necessarily about that. Drake May is a part of a really good organization.
I don't know where that organization is going right now, too, with all the off-the-field stuff.
We haven't heard anything
Not heard much lately.
I think it's done. I was with you 2 months ago, but I think it's done.
We'll see. I mean, the games still need to be played, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we still need to go out there and play the games. We still need to deal with a team that's being the hunted. You know, last year they kind of were the new up-and-coming. Nobody really thought they were going to be that good. Obviously, new coach, new quarterback, all that kind of stuff. And they kind of caught the world by storm. And now everybody's going to know that the New England Patriots are a good team. So they'll get different types of looks and games that they received this season. So, yeah, I'm more with Dusty than I am that they'll be back on this one. I think the New England Patriots are that perfect team that hit it and then they literally quit it.
You say team sport, yes. I want to see what that team looks like against other good teams this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is fair and maybe a little bit unfair. You play who you play. I get that. They took care of business. I want to see what they look like against the teams that have been here already and have proven that they are good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they beat Buffalo once last year and Buffalo beat them once. So there's 500, right?
Both were really close games.
Yeah they were good games last year.
No, for sure. But I would like to see what they do, you know.
No doubt.
After the schedule is not as powder puffed as it was last year.
It's early, but Drake May is that dude. Drake May is that dude.
You just, you know, sometimes you got to make some bold takes out here.
No, I love it. No, I love it. That's what we're doing. I love it.
I don't see it. What everybody else sees, I don't see it yet. I've seen flashes of Drake May to where I'm like, okay. But I haven't seen, maybe I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen enough out of Drake May. No.
My season, yeah.
And I know that you can't compare athletes. And like I saw Mahomes play 3 games as a starter. And I was like, dude.
You didn't need to see any more.
Yeah,
he's very rare.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not comparing athletes. Yeah. But like that was a situation or an anomaly of like, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like throws 4 touchdowns against the Chargers, then throws 6 against the Steelers, and then does some sort of magic bullcrap to the end zone to Conley against San Francisco, and I watch reactions from people that have watched football for 25 to 30 years and write about it and you know, roll on it. And I'm like, okay, if that 60-year-old man that's been doing Fox News since I've been here in Kansas City on Fox 4 is jumping out of his seat, something's not right.
Yeah, Matt, it's exactly right. I mean, there are certain guys that are just like that, right? And there's they're evident. You can tell right away that that guy has it. And that's you can
imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell right away if somebody does it.
Which is why I'm not taking the one.
Which is fair.
It's fine.
Yeah. Totally fair.
It's absolutely fine. You know, it's absolutely
totally
fine.
Fair.
But he's now in his 30s, too. And, you know, he's going to have a new coach eventually.
30s.
You know, he's going to have a new coach.
Yeah.
He's going to have a new coach.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
And that's going to be the interesting part. He's going to have a new coach.
But by then, right, by then, Mahomes, if not already, won't need a coach. Right. Yeah. Like when Tony Dungy left Indianapolis, it was like, yeah, it's Peyton. I don't know who Caldwell. You can do whatever you want. Just talk to these guys. But Peyton's doing everything else. And at that point, when Andy does leave, it's going to be the whole like, all right.
But that wasn't Peyton's offensive confidant like Andy is with Patrick, though. I mean, you know, when Belichick and Brady, that was defense, that was offense. You know, the same thing with whoever you just mentioned there with Manning. That was the defensive guy that he had. This is his confidant in his play caller and his guy, and they share that brain. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what this team looks like with Patrick Mahomes and a different head coach. I don't want to see that, and I think we probably got, what, two or three more years of the band being together. Yeah, but after that, man, it's going to be interesting to see how a new head coach changes things. And if you don't hire the right head coach, you don't want to hire a guy who's going to come in and try to be Patrick Mahomes' boss.
What's more bleak, the Royals bullpen or the edge rushers for the Kansas City Chiefs? Well, we'll discuss it next because some information came out yesterday that we didn't like to see here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Saquon Thornton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.